Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, and I am here with my wonderful co-host, Tommy Terbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here, man. Having fun on this Sunday afternoon.
Yep. Yes.
Good stuff.
January thaw. I am ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we go. So this is dear to the 20-somethings.
Okay.
So there are a lot of 20-somethings out there that actually listen to the show. I hear from them on a weekly basis.
They're smart, then.
If you don't know these 7 important things about money and finance, you'll regret it in 10 years.
Or so 20 one, years or 30, 30 years.
Yeah.
Listen
yeah.
to
Absolutely.
Doug, you guys. Listen yeah. to Doug.
And this doesn't just apply to the 20-somethings because it applies to their parents, too.
Sure.
Because if you have kids that are either 20-somethings now or they're coming up on it,
right.
You may want to know these tips, too.
Yeah. And so, we're just trying to speak to people about, you know, like if we had our 20s to do over again.
Oh, holy cow.
With this information.
I'd be rich.
We'd be sitting with Warren Buffett out on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, although Warren Buffett's not on a beach.
Well,
not enough ice in this drink.
I don't think we'd want to see him on a beach either.
Maybe not.
The Oracle of Omaha stays up where it's a little colder.
He'll keep it right there, yeah.
All right, so number one on the list for 20-somethings. Number one is pay yourself first.
What's that mean?
Okay, so pay yourself first means that instead of thinking about how you're going to pay all your bills first, you pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you put money into your own savings first. And this is, when I look at the major difference between people that accumulate wealth versus people that don't, it's one massive difference is that people that accumulate wealth, they save, they make a decision in advance how much money they're going to save, and then they spend what's left.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where most people...
That's what we do. Yeah.
Most people spend whatever they need to, and then they'll save if there's anything left at the end of the month, which is usually not much.
Right.
Correct.
If anything.
Correct.
Okay, so paying yourself first, the same thing people will do in their 401k.
That's smart.
The disciplines that they're putting money in on a regular basis.
Right.
And, you know, this is just to pay yourself first, whether it's IRA, whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's saving for a home, whether it's just saving in cash.
Right.
Okay, I had a young couple last week.
Piggy bank.
This young couple, they're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They had like $26,000 in their bank account.
Ooh.
Not any gifts from relatives. They've actually been disciplined and saved it and did exactly what a successful 20-something should do. And they don't make an astronomical amount of money. And it's funny because I could have approved them for about a $280,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they only wanted a $160,000 house because they wanted to keep their payment really low so they could continue to pay themselves
first.
They got
the game beat.
Absolutely. I love when people are like, you know, they're students and they're actually thinking about that.
Right.
Yeah,
proactive.
Very, very proactive. Yeah.
And Jesse and our son-in-law, Cody, are doing the same thing. They're
being very disciplined.
That's awesome.
Living below their means.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
The only way to pay yourself first is by living below your means.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number 2, learn how to leverage the power of compound interest. Doug?
Meaning what, Doug?
Explain.
Doug, help explain, please.
Well, okay, so a quote from Albert Einstein, compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world. He who understands it, earns it. He who doesn't, pays it.
Oh, Einstein.
That's from Einstein.
Sense, man.
That guy's a real Einstein.
Yeah, he really. So that means what?
All right, well, I mean, the power of compound interest, if you look at, and this is really tough to just talk about on the radio because you really have to see an analysis of what this looks like on paper. Because if you take, you know, if you take an amount of money and you
just
sit
take
there,
a penny,
right? Well, if you take a penny and you double it every
you get
two day,
cents,
okay,
then
you double it every day, okay. So if you double it every day, and this is representative of if you take money and you're getting a certain amount of return,
correct.
But if you just double a penny every day, how much money would you just think you have after 30 days?
Not much.
Like, how much would you just guess?
$20.
Right. So doubling a penny every day for 30 days, you'd have $10,700,000.
Just from doubling a penny. That's a lot more than $20.
Right. A lot more than $20. So that's what happens with compound interest. And, of course, you're not doubling your money every day.
I understand.
But over time, it does double. Using the rule of 72, we'll tell you how fast your money will double. Okay. It's a very, very important thing to understand that rule of compounding interest, that it's time that works on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because after 15 days, you only had $327,000 if you had that penny doubling every day. So $327,000 turns into $10 million in that example just by having a longer period of time. So somebody waits to their 40s to start saving versus somebody in their 20s, you could never catch up.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's actually where you take somebody that, if they did a comparison, somebody never made over $50,000 a year, okay, they didn't go to college, they get out of school and they become a mechanic or something like that, but they start saving money, very disciplined, okay, they will accumulate more wealth than a doctor ever will.
Okay.
Because they started much younger and had more time to compound.
Right.
Okay, they'll blow away the amount of wealth a doctor can.
Kids,
just from that discipline.
Listen up.
And compounding.
That's brilliant, Doug.
All right. Number three, grow your financial education. So, Doug, I'm sure you work with people every day about this. So, to our 20-somethings.
Well, okay. So, fiscal literacy is a passion of mine. And, unfortunately, it bores a lot of people stiff. And to me, it's one of those necessities that you just have to learn, and you have to make yourself get interested in it, because there's so much that rides on it.
Right.
Like, find a way to turn it into a game and get interested in it.
Yeah. There are a lot of games for kids out there, young kids. And then now my boys are starting to come to you for advice.
Right. So grow your financial education. So read books on it. Okay.
Okay.
Here's a great one. It's Richest Man in Babylon. I love that book. Have you ever heard of it, Tom?
No.
The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a parable story about the richest man in Babylon, which would have been thousands and thousands of years ago.
Right.
And what the point of the book? It's a metaphor for the fact that the financial principles that would have been true 4,000 years ago are still true today.
The
exact same principles. So The Richest Man in Babylon, great book. Pick it up. One of the first points in there is to save 10% of your income.
Gotcha.
That fits into that pay yourself first thing.
Right, right.
So very important point. Grow your financial education.
How do we get in contact with you?
Okay, well, if you're a 20-something and you want to grow your financial education.
Or 30 or 40 or 50.
And you want to make sure that you have proper debt strategy. You want to make sure that your assets are getting aligned and meet the right financial advisor that can, I can make introductions to some fantastic financial advisors in this city. Reach out to me. You can shoot me a text message at 314-472-DOUG. And it's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can visit our website to download these tips or to send me a message on there at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So coming up, okay, we're going to continue this. So we have all the things that 20-somethings need to know about money and finance. We've covered steps 1 through 3, and we're going to go 4 through 7 when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.